You're not going to that dance, her mother said. But why? Azrael asked. I've just been talking to the preacher, said her mom. He said the dance is going to be for the devil.
For the... What?
Yes, they're putting it on for the devil. Tonight, one night only. We for honor Satan.
Who's in charge of... Who's on the planning committee?
I have no idea.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
What do you have? What are you going to start with today, Jaquetta?
I am kicking off with penis news. From Sweden.
Okay.
I found this quite interesting. It says Swede suffers shrinking penis after dentist fits mouth guard. So,
well, that makes sense.
Yes?
I don't know.
So apparently it's something like almost all Swedes grind their teeth. Like okay. 90% of all Swedes grind their teeth at night. And so it's not uncommon for them to get these like mouth guards mm-hmm. fitted. I would say the majority of people, period, grind their teeth. At night, I feel
how
like.
Do you, what does it feel like when you grind your teeth? What is grinding your teeth? You just bite?
You're bearing down really hard on your teeth and moving them slightly back and forth.
Okay, well, that's grinding.
Yeah. That's it. I don't do it. I don't think you do it either. Otherwise,
so.
You would have mentioned it. But I have had relationships with people who do it, and you can hear them at night, the teeth, like, slowly going back and forth. It's annoying.
How do they know they do it if they're asleep?
No, I know. They don't know.
They don't know.
They wake up in the morning, and they have, you can grind your teeth down to, like, nothing, apparently. Like your jaw feels sore and tight.
Like you've been using it.
Exactly, because you have. So 90% of Swedes, it says involuntarily, of course, it's involuntarily, grind their teeth, and it can lead to jaw pain, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy in the article went to his dentist and was like, I'm grinding my teeth. It's annoying my partner. I want to get a mouth guard. He's like, no problem. So he gets the mouth guard. Next thing you know, he's got ED. That's what he said.
Oh, you mean it happens after? I thought maybe while they were getting fitted, felt really uncomfortable, but after
their manhood shriveled up.
Well, yeah, like just in the session, I could see them feeling a little vulnerable and maybe something happened.
So did they have a stiffy before they came in, and it just went?
I don't know.
So this guy's saying he used it at night. He wasn't grinding his teeth anymore, but not only does he have erectile dysfunction, but his penis shrank.
Oh.
He claims.
Hang on.
This is what I'm
Hang
saying.
On. Okay.
The dentist is crying foul on this one. He's like, it never happened. And what I love here, because it's only in Sweden, I guess, the dentist said, look, is there any evidence of this? I did not measure the penis before or after, so we really don't have any clear-cut evidence that the guy's penis shrank. But he stopped using the mouth guard. I'm sure the dentist was like, then don't use it. And guess what? His penis sprang back into, I guess, huge form as it was in before.
It was flowering.
Yes. People couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
His girlfriend or boyfriend went wild.
Yeah.
So his penis is back. Basically, they're just saying that this is an unfortunate situation. But if the wearing the mouth guard does make your penis shrink, they're suggesting in the article that that people from the fire department use them when they get called up to help people get their penises out of things.
Oh.
To see if it works.
Right.
Like, before we do anything, sir, I understand your penis is stuck in a pipe. Just slip this in your mouth.
Put this mouth guard in.
Yeah. And see if anything happens. See if it shrivels
suddenly.
Up.
That would be, I'd like to see that study.
Yeah. That would be a good test.
That would be an excellent test.
You know? So, this is some penis news. Swedes suffer shrinking penis, and I think that's the medical term. Shrinking penis after dentist fits a mouth guard.
Okay.
And they have a picture of the inside of someone's mouth for some reason. That's not the picture I would put in my penis news.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
You know?
Right.
Get creative. All right, what do you have?
Well, we have listener mail.
Awesome. So if you want to interact with us via email, you can email us at heyyouknowit@gmail.com and we will read your missive on the air and thank you.
Yeah, so this is from Sid.
Awesome.
Hey, Sid. Thank you so much for writing to us.
I want to say I'm excited, but I'm also a little nervous because usually Sid sends stuff that I'm like,
Yeah, the subject is from the no department.
Oh, no. Is it robot related?
Hello, Katie and Jaquetta. Yeah. As always, I send you news that points to the coming robot apocalypse from people who are apparently too damn impatient to wait for it. I could be wrong, but everything around this project screams monumentally bad idea.
Okay.
Enjoy, Sid. An alternate title is why of this email. And then asterisk, I mean, really, did anyone see the Avengers Age of Ultron?
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Did you see that?
It yet.
Okay.
No.
I'm so confused.
We haven't seen it.
But I'm so behind on the superhero movies now that I need to watch the superhero movies that only have one superhero, max two.
Yeah.
Because I feel like what they're doing now, this Avengers Age of Ultron, is probably like 15 people in it. So,
get ready for this.
Is it just straight up killer assassin robot?
This nightmare-inducing robot moves on its own via a neural network.
Its own. Are you serious?
If you're still skeptical as to whether a robot takeover will end humanity as we know it, then you may need to meet Alter. Alter is a new humanoid straight from Japan.
Is he German? What's his name? Alter?
A-L-T-E-R.
Alter.
Alter.
As in alter the future forever?
Yeah. Okay. No turning back.
No turning back. That's his middle name is the future forever.
So he's a humanoid straight from Japan that runs entirely off a neural network with 42 mnemonic actuators that helps it generate its own movement pattern. And boy, are they freaky.
Okay.
I watched the video and it's moving its arms like just... You know, looks almost like Starman.
Oh, no!
Do you ever see Starman?
Yes. That's a movie we have seen, Sid.
Yes. Starman is a movie from the early 80s.
The 80s with Jeff
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. And what's the premise of that movie?
So, Karen Allen, right, is a young widow. Her husband died, and she lives out in the boonies somewhere in, like, Colorado. And she is drinking a bottle of wine, gets drunk, watching old home movies of her husband, and just crying because he's dead.
Okay.
And she passes out, but a meteor lands in her backyard or something.
Okay.
And this, like, orb of light or something comes out, and it's
an
alien. Yeah, well. And it comes floating into the house and watches the movie.
Oh, the home movie.
The home movie.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, that's an excellent form to take. So it's going through her stuff and looking at pictures and gets like a hair. Right. And so this ball of light turns into, like, goes from like infant to adult. It's the weirdest thing. And it turns into, you know, Jeff Bridges as we know and love him.
Okay. As her husband, though, right?
As her, yes. Yeah. So this alien took the form of the husband as not to scare her.
Okay. Great. Let me take the form of someone you care about who just died recently to not freak you out.
So imagine now an alien in a human body, like, checking it out. So it's got its arms in front and moving the hands, like, ooh, look at this.
That's
I've
what this robot looks
it.
Out?
And that's what this robot looks like. Yeah.
So it's fascinated by itself?
Yeah.
Or it looks as it if looks it's fascinated by itself. What is wrong with Japan? Does Japan hate everybody? Like, I'm sorry about what happened.
I know. The article goes on to say, maybe it's oversized hands, the soulless eyes, the flappy arms, or a mouth that looks like it's constantly trying to hold water in.
Ooh! That doesn't have fierce,
and
gnashing
that's
teeth?
How Jeff Bridges had his mouth.
Like he had some, like he had water in it,
yeah,
or like a ball in it or something.
Like, I don't even know how to move this mouth.
Here's my question. Why does it have a mouth? At all. Honestly.
And
why does it have a mouth?
To scare Karen Allen.
No, not... Yeah, so Karen. But you know what I mean? Like, you need a mouth to, like, chew and do things with your mouth. But you don't need it to talk if you're a robot. The sound can come out of his ass. I don't care.
I know. Alter's physical movement and posture are dictated by environmental factors like noise, temperature, humidity, and proximity to people. For example, if it's cold in the room, the robot may shake and shiver to denote feeling cold.
Does nipples stick out?
Like, I'm cold, too. I'm cold, too.
But you're not cold.
Alter can also sing, but the music that it produces
is bad.
Is more...
it's crappy French pop from the 80s.
It's more like an ambient melody than verbal song. So,
Muzak? Why Japan?
Yeah, and the
give
author,
us some Kitaro.
The author of this article says, personally, I think it looks more like a robot that was possessed by the soul of Magikarp. If you're in Japan...
So this is a cultural thing for them.
Here in Japan, you can induce your own nightmares in person by viewing Alter at the National Museum of Engineering Science. Emerging Science and Innovation in Tokyo.
I'm going to visit him with a hammer.
Yeah.
And see how he reacts to that getting smashed.
Yikes. So watch that video. That was really scary. So Sid, thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look at that video. I've been watching a lot of robot videos lately, and they're getting better.
Yeah.
The movement is getting more fluid.
Right.
And, like, creepy, but it's still Uncanny Valley. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still tell it's a robot.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why would it pretend to be cold?
So everyone else will feel comfortable.
So we made that toaster's now cold. I feel much better about the robopocalypse.
Well, if you have another humanoid figure in the room that's not reacting to the surroundings, you may feel like that thing is weird.
Or I'd be like, it's my father.
Yeah.
Yes. Because that's something similar. All right. That's interesting. Well, thanks.
Because you're around other people and you're experiencing the same thing that's happening, you all react kind of the same way.
Yeah, but I mean, I kind of want a robot to, like, so if I'm in a room and I get freaked out, I kind of want the robot to, like, stand his or her its ground. Like, yes. I don't want them to get freaked out and run and trample me trying to get out of the room.
Right.
So if something is wrong, if there's an emergency, I don't want the robot to be like, help! No.
Yeah.
You help me. You know what I mean?
You help me.
Yes, you
That's
help me.
That's how it works.
Don't run away. All right.
What do you have?
So I have some Tales from Dare Campfire.
Oh, Tales from Dare Campfire is a segment wherein we tell a ghost story, a scary story, a myth, folklore, fake lore, urban legend, and we retell it to you around the digital campfire.
Wow, that was awesome. That was a great introduction. Thank you.
It was.
You got them all. Oh, gather around.
Yeah, so gather around. Yeah.
So this is a good old-fashioned Texas ghost story that I found in American
Texas.
Folklore.
By the way, can I just say for one second that...
Take several seconds.
It is now, is it in Norway or some other country? If you want to say that something's crazy or stupid, you say, that's so Texas.
Why? It doesn't mean just big? Like, do you ever have Texas toast?
Yeah, yeah.
As a kid, you're like, it's that whole loaf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Everything is bigger in Texas.
So, but everything is also crazy in Texas? I'll go along with that. Big and crazy.
So tales.
This is a big Texas ghost story.
All right.
Called Dancing with the Devil.
Ooh. With your boots on.
Yeah. So it says the girl hurried through her schoolwork, but let's give her a name. Let's say Asriel.
Asriel.
Common name. Asriel hurried through her schoolwork as fast as she could. It was the night of the high school dance, along about 70 years ago.
What?
In the town of Kingsville, Texas.
70 years ago.
So this has happened in the past. Asriel was so excited about the dance. She brought a brand new sparkly red dress for the dance. I'm sure that caused some problems already 70 years ago. She knew she looked smashing in it, and it was going to be the best evening of her life so far.
Probably.
Yes. Probably.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Then her mother came into the home, looking pale and determined. Looking pale and determined.
You're pale.
And determined?
Mm. Yeah. All right.
You're not going to that dance, her mother said. But why? Asriel asked. I've just been talking to the preacher, said her mom. He said the dance is going to be for the devil.
For the... What?
Yes, they're putting it on for the devil. Tonight. One night only. We
for
honor Satan.
Who's in charge? Who's on the planning committee?
I have no idea. But I feel like this
all
is
in favor of the devil as the guest of honor raised their hand.
But I feel like when I was growing up, you asked a preacher anything, they were like, guys, the devil.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, it could be Twizzlers, Michael Jackson, a Toyota Corolla. And her mother said, you're forbidden to go.
With your red dress.
With your red dress. Asriel nodded as if she accepted her mother's words.
But
as
really,
if.
As if.
But she was determined to go to the dance.
Whatever. She did the W with her fingers.
Or whatever they did 70-odd years ago. Yeah. As soon as her mother was busy, now I don't know how this went down, but I gotta give props to Asriel. As soon as her mother was busy, she put on the dress and ran to the dance hall. Like, why would her mom not notice? Aren't they, like, in a cabin?
She probably went out the window.
But isn't the mom gonna notice that she's not around?
Well, she probably put a dummy of herself in the bag of clothes.
She put a little,
on, that's been
with
going
a hair
on forever.
Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Pillows.
A mop.
Yeah.
As soon as she walked into the room, all the guys turned to look at her. She was
where? Hubba hubba.
She was startled by the attention. What was the last
she
sound?
Was swear. I was trying hubba hubba.
The woo woo woo. She was startled by the attention. I like it. I'm gonna sample that. She was startled by all the attention. Woo woo woo. Because normally no one noticed her.
Look at those gams.
I'm expecting more sound effects.
Look at those
her
gams.
Mother sometimes accused her of being too awkward to get a boyfriend. I'm confused about the mom.
Her mother.
So on one hand, she's like, don't go to the dance. On the other hand, she's like,
you're so awkward. You're never going to get a guy.
Yeah, you're not trolling Dick correct. Like, what are you doing? But she was not awkward that night. Hey, hey. The boys in her class were fighting each other to dance with her. I've never experienced that, but it must be something.
It's got to be like the Jets and the Sharks kind of dance fighting. That's what you were seeing.
Boom. They're wearing a soft shoe.
As real as mine tonight. Yes.
Stay cool. So later, Asriel broke away from the crowd, I guess the fight, and went to the table to get some punch. She heard a sudden hush.
Oh.
The music stopped. When she turned, she saw a handsome man with jet black hair. I'm saying it's a Latino. And jet black hair and clothes. So I guess black
from
clothing.
The Sharks.
From the Sharks. Right. Yeah. He was Puerto Rican. He was from the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Dance with me, he said.
Dance with me.
Yes.
Maria.
She managed to stammer a yes, completely stunned by this gorgeous man.
Yeah.
He led her out on the dance floor. The music sprang up at once.
Why not? My advice to her, who cares about age?
Yes.
He's a handsome man.
In this town, do what you have to do to get out of there. She found herself dancing better than she'd ever danced before. They were the center of attention. So I guess it's normal.
So they played at the time of my life.
Yes.
And then he picked her up and they did the lift.
I made it.
Without even practicing.
In my mind, it's the lumbata.
Okay.
The forbidden dance. The man spun her around and around. She gasped for breath, trying to step out of the spin, but he continued. Then it got hot. Then the floor melted away underneath her. She spun even faster. She was spinning so fast that a cloud of dust flew up around them, so they were hidden from the crowd.
Oh.
When the dust settled, the girl was gone. The man in black, Asriel was gone.
She was gone. She went right through the floor?
The man in
down
black.
Down into the boiler room.
With the janitor.
Yeah, janitor.
He was
like,
the
hey.
Janitor. Well done. The devil had come to the party, and he'd spun the girl all the way to hell.
Well, it was his dance.
Yeah.
What do you think?
As the preacher said.
This is going to happen.
So the comments for this story were, someone put, that's not what really happened. The girl ends up with burns where the devil touched her, and she was rushed to the hospital. Were you there, sir? Another person wrote, you're all wrong. The story ends when she looks down at the man, and he has one foot of a rooster and the other foot of a goat.
What?
And this person needs to write a story.
And he could dance.
They weren't two left feet.
They should.
That's all.
What did she do then? She was like dancing. She was like, this is the best dance I've ever had. And it's like, chicken foot and a goat foot.
And a goat foot. But he's making it work.
Who?
I don't know.
Is that what I need to do?
Step in the name of love. Who knows?
Chicken goat foot lose.
Chicken goat foot man. And then the other comment I liked was someone, but I was the one dancing with her.
It
was me.
Oh, stop it. The devil doesn't write in the comments section.
Who knows? I mean,
I don't think so.
It doesn't say who it is. But I like that. The story ends when she looks down and the man has the foot of a rooster and the foot of a goat. That's pretty awesome. That's the only reason I wanted to read it. For that, that was the alternative ending by Lupita. Thank you, Lupita.
Thank Lupita, we owe it all to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You made a story that was it. Okay.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
A foot and a chicken. Like, what does that have to do with the devil?
Like, one chicken's foot and then one goat foot.
Is it supposed to scare you or make you feel sorry for
it? I don't know. When you're like, if we go out and you see a guy with one chicken foot and one goat foot, you're going to be like, Jaquetta, I'm just going to go dance with that guy. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking. People are snickering.
Yeah.
Let me just normalize this.
Yeah. Sir, may I have this dance?
What if he's like, not my type?
I'd be like,
right? That's what would happen to me. Be like, ordinarily I'd say yes, but.
Well, I can't believe you had that story.
Do you have a similar story?
I have a story. This is about.
Is this bonus
science.
Sales? Oh, science.
This is unpopular science.
All right.
And technology.
Okay.
But there's no technology.
It's just science.
This is science.
Hard science.
Okay, National Institute of Health plans to lift ban on research funds for part human, part animal embryos.
Huh?
Yep.
Okay, I feel like this is one of these bans where, like we talked about this before, there's evil scientists who are like, there's a ban.
Yeah.
Check out this dude with a goat foot.
Yeah.
And a chicken foot. I got your ban right here.
To all that was 40th Street, hashtag Bonk Life NYC.
The National National Institute of Health is proposing a new policy to permit scientists to get federal money to make embryos known as chimeras under certain carefully monitored conditions.
Okay.
All right. So this is government money going to splicing. This is splice happening. This
yes,
is like,
that movie with that insect that looked like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
I never saw that movie, by the way. Freaked out because I heard that the thing attacked Adrian Brody, and I like Adrian Brody. He's
had
it rough.
It was a weird movie. But this funding can start in September, and then all hell is going to break loose.
What are they splicing together?
They're going to create...
Wait, it's a human and...
Whatever animal.
Whatever they can find.
Pigs, they're going to start with pigs.
Why a pig? Why? We don't need that.
Wait, a pig man? Woman?
Splice us together with something that, like, I'd like some wings. How about get a bird in the mix?
Well, they hope to use the embryos to create animal models of human diseases, which could lead to new ways to prevent and treat illnesses.
What if one of those embryos gets out?
They
starts going to school.
I know.
Gets an attitude.
They hope to produce sheep, pigs, and cows with human hearts, kidneys, livers, pancreases, and other organs that can be used for transplants. So that's the kind of thing that they're trying to do.
That to me sounds like a human. If I see a sheep walks up in here with, like, you know, mostly the entire every the
like
only
a,
thing
a
that's
human torso.
Yeah, the only thing that's not human are the 4 feet and the head. I don't know. I got problems.
The policy proposes prohibiting the introduction of certain types of human cells into embryos of non-human primates, such as monkeys or chimps.
Okay. Wouldn't that be the obvious?
I know.
Wouldn't the first thing you would want to do is, like, make some kind of, you know, chimp man?
Yeah. Monkey man.
Or Bat Boy. We can make Bat Boy, finally. Yes. That's creepy.
So it's like hybrid creatures that they're making, and there's...
Where are the Christians on this? Aren't they usually the ones that squash this kind of stuff?
One issue is that scientists may inadvertently create animals that have partly human brains, endowing them with some semblance of human consciousness or human thinking abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And another is they could develop into animals with human sperm and eggs and breed, producing human embryos or fetuses inside animals or hybrid creatures.
Huh?
Yep.
Why?
Because it's a mistake. Like that.
This is by accident.
This is what they're afraid of. So
when they're not looking.
Either the animal is going to come out with a human brain that can think, but is still like, you know, I'm a little sheep, but I know what's going on.
But I know. Bah.
I'm not a sheep.
Yes. I won't just do what I'm told.
All right. Or it could be
Sheeple.
A sheep, you know, or a pig that gives birth to a human.
Why? My fear is that you're going to have, like, a sentient pig and, like, a sentient sheep giving each other the eye.
Yeah.
Exactly. Being like, let's make this work.
So,
like, I wasn't able to communicate with you before. We've been in the farm together for a while. Now's the time.
Right. And now they can take over. But somebody else was calling them manimals.
That's already been done.
Yeah.
We've seen that TV show.
Was it a show?
Yeah, you remember Manimal? Yeah. It was this dude who could, he looked like a discount Julian Sands. He could only turn into two things. He could turn into like a hawk, and I think he could turn into a panther. That's it.
Why stop there?
Because that's all they could afford. Oh. The show was only on for like a season or two. Oh. You don't remember Manimal?
I don't remember Manimal.
Oh, man. Okay, we'll have to YouTube it, Manimal.
But this is more Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, you see how that turned out?
Yeah.
The remake was even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, what
yeah, with Marlon Brando, it was like, come on, man, you could do better.
Yeah, you could all do better. I don't understand. So the reason why they're doing this in the first place is so that they can create human organs.
Yeah, but this is not going to go well.
I don't think it's going to go well at all, because we have no idea what we're messing with. We got to get scientists in on this one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He needs to weigh in on this.
Scientist listeners as a guest, if you have not listened to all our episodes, he's a real scientist.
From Science U.
That, his specialty is in this kind of...
Yeah, biotech stuff.
Boy.
That's crazy.
So this is really happening, and it's they're going to put money behind it. And so there's nothing mechanical. It's all spliced.
Actual stuff that's happening already. That's kind of scary. I mean,
maybe that's what happened to the devil.
With the ghost
in your tales from your campfire.
He's an experiment
like,
gone wrong.
He's like,
I tried.
National Institute of Health. Got at me.
You should see my parents.
I got the chicken foot and I got the goat foot, but I still can dance.
Here's my question.
I'm not going to be held back.
Is the chicken
from my evil.
Is the chicken foot very small?
I think so.
Or is it a big bird-sized chicken foot?
I think it's a little one.
It's like a little tiny one just at the end there?
That's just like the little three-pronged
foot. Oh, God. Oof.
It's probably off-kilter. Maybe that...
Maybe that's where they're whirling. He's like, I'll lead.
Yeah.
I'll lead. That's crazy. I'm really surprised and a little bit impressed that our government is going to fund that, because they seem unwilling to fund anything that's science-related. Remember they were fighting that stem cell thing forever?
Yeah.
People who are religious were all over it. They didn't get wind of this?
Yeah. Why haven't we heard about this before? This has been under wraps.
This is a brand new thing.
Yeah.
And we're giving to you the news. I come here for the news.
But it's August.
Oh, it's a slow month. So maybe they're just trying to, there's nothing else going on. People are on vacation. They're like, put it out there now.
Manimal.
Yeah. Manimal. By the time it happens, no one will know. So speaking of some more animal news, this is kind of
boring. Oh, wait, can I just say, what if your spouse dies and your dog dies? You know, you can like kind of get their parts and put them together and make like a new.
Why would you want that?
So you could still have a piece of them around. You can have your husband.
I want them separately. I wouldn't want to combine like a household pet with a loved one. Like, is that the rule? Like, you, in order to get them back, you got to put them together?
Well, I guess maybe first of all, it won't cost as much.
Okay.
To clone both of them.
Okay. But now so you're doing one. It as a cost-benefit analysis.
Yes.
Look, we could do both separately, but you don't have the funds for that.
Yeah, so you could just...
We're going to put Fido...
Splice them together.
And, you know, Derek together. And then see what happens. I don't know.
I don't know.
I know they were...
I'm just thinking of the possibilities. I'm thinking ahead. You're doing the work for the scientists.
Yeah, and doing it, frankly, better than they are.
Yeah.
I'd like to add. All right, so this is some barnyard news, sort of.
All right.
It seems like most of our barnyard news is around bees. So just keep it in there. Because they're disappearing. So I found this really disturbing thing from the New York Times. It said apparently the insecticide that we're using now is cutting bee sperm by 40%. So bees, they could get it up. The drones can do their thing, but they you know, 60% of it's good, 40% is blanks.
Wow.
And it's destroying, obviously.
I wonder how they feel about that.
Well, there's two chemicals in something called the neonicotinoid family of insecticides, which apparently we like to spray all over everything in the United States. In Europe, they've already banned it. In Europe, they've already banned it. Of course, because it's killing bees. And without bees, we all die, right? So it says, it's been shown by many, many other studies that these insecticides harm the health of individual bees, and they also harm the reproductive ability of female insects in general.
Okay.
So this is another study, just to say, in America, for Americans, look, like our bees are shooting blanks over here. So basically what they're doing is, I kind of boiled it down because it got very scientific, so this is my assessment of it. Basically, they go out, they get some bees. They gas them.
Yeah.
They let them live to maturity. Mm-hmm. Then they kill them. They rip off their junk. And then they look and see how much sperm they have in there.
And that's finding how you think
it's done? That's how it's done.
That is how it's
That's what done. They do. So they take these bees. They gather them somewhere. And they spray them with insecticide. And then they wait until they, you know, become mature. And then they get them back. And then they rip off their little bee testes. And look to see how much sperm there is. And they've shown a lot of reduction in sperm.
Imagine being the intern on that job. Get in there.
Get in there. How tiny? How are they finding anything? A bee's sperm?
How do they even know? How do they even know what it looks like?
I have no idea. But whatever it is, there's 40% less of it than there used to be. They're saying in general right now, bees, this is one of many things that's stressing bees out.
It would stress me out, too. Yeah. Suddenly, a segment of the population is ripped away.
But also for the bees,
ripped away.
These bees are supposed to be, you know, having a lot of sex. Mm-hmm. That's their job. So they're still doing it.
Yeah.
But nothing's happening.
Scientists, remember, birds and the bees.
Yes.
Those are the bees you're talking about.
Pretty soon it's going to be just the birds. The bees are not going to be able to pull their weight.
Birds.
The other thing that was weird about this is, according to this article, last year... 44% of the bees that belonged to like beekeepers just fucked off. Like they just go.
They're just like I got.
They're gone. No. They didn't say they died. They say they just are. They're cutting out.
We discussed that.
They're stressed out, man.
No, it's what is it called? It's the
colony collapse.
No, it's when they're all just taken up into heaven with their bodies.
Oh, that's right, the bee rapture.
It's a rapture.
The bee rapture.
There's a bee rapture happening. And I think all the good bees are taken away.
I think we had to slow our roll in the bees. I think we need to, like, dial back on having so much honey and just let them relax a little bit. Yeah. They're clearly stressed out, and now they can't even get
it
up.
It's just, I think that humanity, we can't stop ourselves with whatever it is that we're doing. The planet's going to kick us all off.
Yeah. And the bees will come back. They're all somewhere in the Amazon.
Like, are they gone?
Are they gone yet?
Are they gone?
It's so bizarre. So yeah, the bee sperm is down 40% because of this insecticide. Yeah, it's so important to have insects. I think people are not understanding that. Yeah. And so they're trying, we reported on this before, how they're trying to make little robot bees. But I mean, frankly,
You can't improve upon the bees.
I would hope that if robot bees get out there, that the other bees are like, F this and attack them. And just start taking them down. I would. If I saw someone else going into my hive, doing my job, sleeping with my wife, trying to get near the queen, I don't think so.
Trying to get all Liam Neeson on them.
Exactly. All right, what do you have? I see a big X on something.
I have a special set of skills. I am a bee. All right. I have advice on advice.
Oh, cool. Advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we try to improve upon it by giving our advice on the advice. Hence, advice on advice. So okay. Who's it from?
It's Dear Abby.
Oh, awesome. A classic.
Okay. Dear Abby, I'm 39 and have been married for 9 years.
Okay. Congrats, I guess.
3 years into our marriage, I got sick and lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
I now turn heads everywhere I go. All except the head I want to turn, my husband.
He preferred a healthier lady.
He drives a truck, and all he does is talk to and sext larger, unattractive, older women.
Oh, I mean, why? Are they really unattractive?
He has...
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't think they're unattractive.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess that's his type.
No, I think that's her, what she's saying.
Yeah.
She's saying that these women are larger and unattractive.
Yeah,
but they may be hot.
They're older. He has gone to counseling and to 12-step meetings, and I told him to get out numerous times. Nothing has helped. I am now getting to the point that I feel I can work again. I don't know where that came from either.
You need to take a class in writing. The narrative is weak, my friend.
Is it wrong for me to be making an exit plan for when my son from a previous marriage turns 18?
Huh? That's not where I thought this was going to go.
So she basically, I guess she's at the point, I guess she wasn't working, but now she feels like she can work.
Okay, because of the illness.
I guess, yeah, right. She got sick and lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
So now she can work again, and I guess she has a son from her previous marriage.
Okay. Who's almost 18.
Now she wants to get out with her son, but she needs to make a plan to get some money together.
Yeah. This is weird.
But is it wrong?
This sounds suspiciously to me like she lost a lot of weight. Because I've read about this before. Sometimes people lose a lot of weight. They feel so good about themselves. Mm-hmm. About how they look, that they want to move on from whatever they were doing mm-hmm. before. They feel they can get a better partner
yeah.
or change their lives in ways that I don't think were necessarily dependent upon their looks, but you know what I mean. Like, in their mind, it's like, okay, now I'm thin.
Yeah.
Let me get out there.
Because it's always, oh, I'll do this when I get thin.
Yeah.
When I get thin, I'll be able to. So she's like, oh, I can really do what I want to do, which is get out of this marriage.
Because you could have left your husband when you were big.
Right.
Before you got ill. Right. Also, if you lost weight when you got ill, it might come back. Don't be hasty. Don't be hasty. It happens.
It's true, right? If you have some kind of...
If you have an operation?
Thing, yeah, there's something that's totally out of the norm happen to you and you lose the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could come back if you don't want
to. I remember when I was growing up a couple times, there's a lot of large women in my family, and I remember they were like, oh yeah, girl, I'm having such and such, I'm going to the hospital, I'm going to lose all this weight, and they did, and it came back,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they didn't change their lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't replicate whatever you were doing when you were sick, but in a healthy way.
Yeah. But also, too, it sounds like this guy's really into large women.
Yeah.
That's his thing. Like, he was with her, not only because she was a large woman, but he likes big, beautiful ladies.
Yeah, he's a keeper.
And now she's thin, and he's probably like, ugh.
Yeah.
I can barely prop this thing up with two ladders. You know what I mean? Like, it's not working for me. So what's the advice?
The advice is, if I told you it was wrong, would you stop doing it and remain in an unhappy marriage? I doubt it. If your husband...
Hit her with a weird conditional sentence. I'm confused. It's negative.
If your husband is attracted to other women and acting on it, you should absolutely prepare yourself for the day that you declare your independence. It's far more sensible than being unprepared.
Okay.
Well, I mean, well, if she's going to be thin and the husband doesn't like it and he's out sexting other women, he's probably going to stray.
He probably already has.
Right.
Strayed.
Right, like, I'm guessing. Yeah. Well, she doesn't say that he strayed.
That's such a funny situation because I feel like in this woman's mind, her size is probably a negative for her. Mm-hmm. But her husband is like, hubba hubba.
Yeah.
And so now she's changed in a way that she thinks is positive, but the result of it is that she's going to have to leave her marriage.
I wonder what their courtship was like. That
probably at a restaurant. Like, lots of restaurants. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, no, but the idea that, how did he make her feel about herself when they were dating and about the size?
Probably great. He was probably into it. So she didn't lose the weight because she was planning on it. She lost the weight because she got ill.
But sometimes, you know, men, they like extra weight. They mm-hmm. like more weight, but they know that they don't really want to be seen with somebody with extra weight.
Cause it's like, I don't know. If this guy's like getting on the, what is he, on the internet? Or he's sexting?
Sexting.
Large ladies.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know. Well, he married her, so it's like.
No, not the large thing, though. Like, it's like, how is he finding these ladies? You know what I mean? Like, what is he doing? Is there some kind of...
I don't know. Well, he drives a truck and all he does is do
because
that.
You, before you start sexting someone, I guess you got to, like, find them online. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the sexting isn't the first... It's not like he's just, like, randomly sexting and be like, hey, how big are you? Okay, we can continue this. You know? Like, send me a picture. No, I'm sorry. Get back to me after a couple more meals. Yeah. I can't even see anything here. Next.
You call those love handles?
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah. So I don't
under thighs.
Yeah,
come on.
Please, lady.
That's barely a, I don't know, I was going to say rainstorm, but that's not.
A rainstorm. Okay.
Doesn't make sense.
I mean, I guess you could make the case for it. Okay, so what is the, that's her advice?
That's her advice. And so it's like.
First critique, too short.
It's too short.
No puns.
And no story about yourself.
Nothing at all. She just say, if like, should you, yeah, if she's thinking about leaving the marriage and she needs to get some money together, I think there's nothing wrong with that. But I think she might want to start having a conversation about the leaving.
Yeah,
because as far as he knows now, she's just going to, you know, they're just going to continue doing whatever it is that they're doing, right? He's going to continue his sexting on the road, whatever, in his 18-wheeler. She's going to continue to stay.
Yeah, it's kind of sarcastic here. If your husband is attracted to other women and acting on it, you should absolutely prepare yourself for the day you declare your independence. It's like she's telling her, you know, your husband is basically.
I mean, I feel like she's going to come home one day and see, like, 8 Melissa McCarthy's in her apartment. Like, what? You know, like a party.
Yeah.
Is going on.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then she's going to be sad.
Yeah. So she's telling her. It's like your husband is already moving on from you.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you have this 18-year-old kid. Yeah, get them out of there anyway. The husband's not going to miss someone else's kid.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Someone else, a 17-year-old. Someone else's 17-year-old son.
Yeah.
From your now sick, thin wife. It's like, nah. Nah, dude, no. Not interested.
No, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Hit the bricks.
Yeah, it's hard out there. Yeah, hit the bricks. Get stepping. What bizarre. All right, so, beer news.
Beer news.
So, I want to run some of these things by you because this, you have the kind of hair that I think would apply for this.
Okay.
So, it's saying here, it says, most likely you've heard that rinsing your hair with beer will give you luxurious locks.
Okay.
Is that, have you heard about
that? I've heard about that. That was a thing in the 70s.
Did you ever try it?
No.
Or, and no, and any of your friends ever try to wash their hair with beer?
I haven't got my hands on a beer. I'm not pouring it on my head.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking,
there's so many other things to put on your
head. And is this like a nice, you know, Hefeweizen beer, or is it like a Bud Light? Like, what is it?
I imagine it's a light beer.
It's a light beer. So it says here that in theory, there's some truth to it. You can use beer, vinegar, or other acidic rinses that have a pH level that helps to get your hair cuticles to close, making the hair look shinier.
Yeah. But then you want to condition it again, because now it stinks like beer.
Well, that was the other thing. I'm reading this article, and I'm like, they're saying that you could use beer as a leave-in conditioner.
Yeah.
Don't do this. It's going to stink.
It's going to stink.
You know?
It's going to stink like a bar. It's going to stink like a bar fly. Without any of the benefits.
Yes, without any of the... You won't be drunk.
You won't be drunk. You won't be making bad choices.
Yeah, you're not going to be refreshed on a nice summer day.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so, they're saying you could also... people can use lemon juice. I think that sounds terrible for your hair.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I think we put lemon juice in our hair to make it more blonde. I don't
But was it good for the hair?
I don't think so. You put lemon juice in your hair and went out in the sun, and it's supposed to,
and it's supposed to lighten it. Also, salt water spray. I don't even know where people got this.
Salt water spray will make your hair crunchy and wavy. Mm-hmm. And if you have a little bit of curl in your hair, it would help.
What is salt water spray? Do you make it yourself or you buy it?
No, you buy it.
Okay.
But if you go to the beach, then you get it free.
Really? It comes with the beach? this website recommends doing a beer rinse only a couple times a month, because if you do it too frequently, it can dry out your hair and make it like straw, which obviously nobody wants. But it says just hop in the shower with a beer, saturate your hair, and then do your regular washing routine. You can also use it as a leave-in conditioner, but we discovered that that stinks. But the best part of this article is, and I have to look this up on the internet, apparently in 1978, a young Kim Basinger did an ad for Body on Tap shampoo.
Oh, that was her. I remember the Body on Tap.
Body on Tap.
I remember that.
And it's the beer shampoo that does it. Mmm, clean. I mean, really clean. And it holds any set I want.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Body on Tap shampoo. Mm. Interesting. Yeah, this to me seems like a white 70s kind of
totally,
you know what I mean?
That was in the
like
70s,
cutoffs.
In the 70s, all the models were blonde, California-looking women.
Yeah.
Thin, with shiny teeth, shiny hair, shiny teeth.
Shiny teeth?
White. Yeah, it was that. You got that little ding, that sparkle on your pearly white teeth. And
beer.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
And, yeah, and a little bit of that natural thing happening. Like, oh, why don't you just, you know, beer is kind of just a natural product.
I mean, I guess. I'm just I just remember everyone.
As opposed to big, like, you know, the chemical stuff. They're like, why don't you just use something from
something
your refrigerator?
Something American. Something from your refrigerator.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, there's always articles. You mash avocados and put them in your hair or on your face. And then you use the cucumber peels and put them on your face. Anything you could find in your fridge. You can put on your face or hair.
I guess
it'll do something.
I guess we were just, I don't know, not with that. We were just doing Mary Kay. Like, we wanted chemicals in a jar, and it was pink. That's what we want. All right, so what do you have?
It was not too long ago. I was going through Netflix.
Okay.
And I found that they had brought back the Bob Ross series.
Yes, it's on. Yes. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw it on there.
It is called The Joy of Painting.
It was awesome.
And this is a show, it was on in the early 80s, and it was on PBS. If
you
have not seen it.
Please do, it's so relaxing.
It is the best, this is one of the best things for you. Nobody knew that it was on, but everybody has seen it at one point.
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, but you kind of stumbled upon it. Nobody really told you to watch Bob Ross.
Well, we didn't have, like, PBS was interesting because obviously it was in the TV guide, but that's not how it worked. You just, like, put PBS on, you're like, oh, that guy's on.
Yeah, and he was mesmerizing.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was on, and you looked at him, and he was standing in front of an easel.
He had a gigantic fro. He's a white dude.
A white guy with a big fro.
Soft-spoken.
Shirt, the belt, and he was
sweet. Low riders. Had low, like tight low ride bell bottoms with a huge belt.
And what he would do is he'd say, okay, we're going to paint a scene today. We're going to paint a mountain. We're going to paint whatever we're going to paint. So he had this series that went on for a while. He didn't make a lot of money from the series, but he did sell paintings.
Oh,
and that's
right.
How he made
more
of his money.
Did he also have like... art supplies as well, like Bob Ross, like paint or paint set or something like that?
I think that came a little bit later.
That came later, okay.
But in his history, where he came from, it's like, where did this guy who's like a hippie, you know, he's coming back from the 60s or 70s.
Titanium white.
Right. Titanium white. That is, that's right. All that he had the palette with the colors and then the
Phthalo green.
The name of the paint would come across the screen, titanium white. So his history, he was in the Air Force. He was in the Air Force when he was 18.
Wow.
And then he served as a medical records technician and then became a master sergeant.
Really?
Yes. And then he developed quick painting technique to create art for sale during brief daily work breaks.
Okay.
So he started painting a little to make extra money selling paintings.
That's such a strange, like...
thing to do.
Yeah,
right. So, like, I gotta make a few bucks. Let me sell this art.
Where I'm using landscapes.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Having held military positions that required him to be, in his own words, tough and mean, the guy that makes you scrub the latrine, the guy that makes you make your bed, the guy who screams at you for being late to work, Ross decided that if he ever left the military, he would never scream again.
Wow.
And that's why he was so soft-spoken.
That's all. I have no idea.
He didn't want to yell at anybody again because he was yelling all his during his career, yelling at people all the time.
I used to watch him as a kid, and I would wish that like he was our teacher or something. You know, mm-hmm. like I wish that he was like around so that we could like see him live doing mm-hmm. the paintings because he was just so nice and relaxing and cool.
Right. He was compared to Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I was going to say he was like Mr. Rogers, but I always found Mr. Rogers a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Not creepy, but just like, I felt like at any moment now he'd be like, God damn it! Yeah. And like start smashing up the puppets or whatever.
Yeah, and one of his catchphrases was happy little trees. It's like, yes, we'll put a happy little tree over here.
Yeah, he lives right here.
He lives here, and everything lives somewhere. And look at this. And he has such a nice... he would wash the paintbrushes and then beat it across the canvas. I'm going to beat the devil out of this.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's funny that it's on Netflix.
And then he would say at the end, so from all of us here, I'd like to wish you a happy painting and God bless, my friend.
Well, I had no idea he was in the Army.
He was so nice. I stumbled across this and watched a show with a glass of wine. And I was at peace. And it wasn't just the wine.
No, I was going to say, I've been seeing that from people in my Twitter timeline. They're like, these guys are like, yo, son, Bob Ross is on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's super relaxing. Like, people you would think wouldn't waste the half an mm-hmm. hour to watch. Because it's not, there's no plot. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's just literally watching a guy doing, instructing how to do the painting.
Yeah. But it is the best thing in the world. Just if you've had a rough day, if you want to transition from something horrible to something better,
or you just need some kind of bridge. You need a moment, and you like me, you can't quiet your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
It will. Bob Ross will do that for you.
I think I'm going to kick it back with some Bob Ross and a glass of rosé tonight.
Yeah.
I wanted to find an episode. There is someone, he does the paintings that have the round frame, mm-hmm. and so there's like a sticker. And then he paints the whole thing, and then he takes the sticker off, and it makes the picture a perfect circle. I always thought that was so cool when I was a kid.
Oh, that's right. And you know about his hair?
Did he style it?
No, he got a perm. He, instead of paying money to cut his hair every couple of weeks, it was less costly to get a perm and let it grow for a while, and he hated it. But he was trying to save money. And then he got the show, and he was filming with the curly hair, and it became kind of his trademark, so he had to keep doing it.
A perm?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's
fascinating.
Yeah, he had to get it.
Whenever I think about a dude getting a perm, I always think of him going to, I know he didn't, but I always think of him going to like a black women's salon and be like, what's up, Felicia? Girl, hook up my ends. You know what I mean? Just experiencing the same pain that we all have experience sitting there under the hair dryer.
Yeah.
With the little... the plastic rollers or whatever.
Well, as a white person, if you get a perm, that stuff, it'll curl your hair, and your hair will grow, and you'll still have that curly, curly thing going
on the end of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a perm.
And it was
Bob Ross.
To save money. And it became his thing.
It's to save
and
money.
And so he wasn't happy about it. He's like,
how much was a haircut?
That's what I...
Or is he just cheap as hell? He spent all his money on titanium white.
Probably.
And phthalo green.
Yeah.
Viridian.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Dog, and I remember we had, they were like, oh yeah, you know, you can clone your dog. I'm like, no, that's fine. I think one of each is fine.
Yes.
Like, we don't, the one is fine. It
destroys. I agree. Hey, I personally would clone each one separately, but I'm just saying it for other people.
For other people, if you want to save money.
Yeah.
30% off. You know, quick husband/pet clone.
Yeah.
That's the hikey clone. It's 3 foot of a goat with each purchase.
Right. Throw in a goat's foot.
Yeah. Or to choose your own foot. Whatever you want.
Whatever feet. All right. So your dog and your husband fused together, mm-hmm. and then whatever feed.
And whatever feed you want. Yeah. However you want to do. If you want to throw a cat's paw in there.
Sure.
Something from a millipede. We don't care.
Yeah, any kind of...
Any foot you want. No foot is too big or too small, too obscure. I like it. But see, that is why I'm glad we're not in science, because we're joking about this. But if we were scientists, we'd be like, you know what?
Guess what?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's try it.
Let's try it.